Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the central theme of today's readings is that we should have and show the courage of our Christian convictions in our faith and in its practice in our communities, even when we face hatred or rejection. The first reading tells us how God called Jeremiah as his prophet and equipped him to face opposition and rejection. In his prophetic vocation, while encountering rejection and persecution, Jeremiah prefigured Jesus, who faced rejection in his life. In the second reading, we hear Paul speaking with the courage of his convictions in correcting the Corinthian Christian community. He also courageously presents to them a way which surpasses all others, namely the way of love, and instructs them to exercise their gifts with love. Today's gospel is a continuation of last Sunday's gospel, presenting his own people's rejection to Jesus' inaugural address at the synagogue of Nazareth. The passage shows us how Jesus faced skepticism and criticism with prophetic courage. Jeremiah, Saint Paul, and Jesus believed that they were commissioned by God to proclaim a disturbing prophetic message. There is a joke told about a pastor of a church being rejected. There was a cold war between pastor and a choir leader. It seems the first hint of trouble came when the pastor preached on the theme, dedicating oneself to service, and the choir leader chose to sing, "I Shall Not Be Moved." Trying to believe it was a coincidence, the pastor put the incident behind him. The next Sunday, he preached on the theme, giving generosity. Afterwards, the choir leader sang as he led others singing the hymn, "Jesus Paid It All." At this time, the pastor was losing his temper. Next Sunday morning, attendance swelled. More people came as the tension between the two built up. A large crowd showed up the next week to hear his sermon on the theme, Sin of Gossiping. Would you believe the choir leader selected the song, "I Love to Tell the Story"? There was no turning back. The following Sunday, the pastor told the congregation that unless something changed, he was considering his resignation. The entire church gasped when the choir leader led them in singing the song, "Why Not Tonight." Truthfully, no one was surprised when the pastor resigned a week later, explaining that Jesus had led him there and Jesus was leading to resign. The choir leader could not resist his joy and happiness, and he selected the song. He led the congregation to sing the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Dear friends, we all face rejection and criticism in our daily lives. Sometimes we also reject people by our words and by our actions. Let us see what are the life messages that the liturgy of the word today invites us to follow. Firstly, we need to face rejection with prophetic courage and optimism. Perhaps we have experienced the pain of rejection, betrayal, abandonment, violated trust, neglect or abuse, even from friends and family members, when we reached out to them as God's agents of healing and saving grace. Perhaps we ourselves are guilty of such rejection. Perhaps we too have been guilty of ignoring or humiliating people with our arrogance and prejudice. Let us learn to correct our mistakes and face rejection and criticism from others with courage and optimism. Secondly, let us not, like the people in Jesus' hometown, reject God in our lives. We reject God when we are unwilling to be helped by God or by others. Such unwillingness prevents us from recognizing God's directions, help and support in our lives through His words in the Bible, through the teachings of the church, and through the advice as well as examples of others. Thirdly, we need to follow Christ, not political correctness, and to speak the truth of Christ without being hypocritical or disrespectful. We must never remain silent in the face of evil for fear of being thought politically incorrect. Jesus taught us to love and respect others without approving or encouraging sinful behavior. We need to be kind, charitable, honest, and forgiving, but clear in speaking out our Christian convictions as Jesus was when He spoke in the synagogue at Nazareth. Let us pray for this grace. As we know, this week is Catholic Schools Week. I read a quote somewhere saying, "Bibles aren't allowed in schools anymore, but are encouraged in prison." If kids were allowed to read it at school, they may not end up in prison. Dear brothers and sisters, I myself studied at Catholic school all of my school education, and I realized how important it was for me when I look back. Once a mother who is a public school teacher told me that being a teacher, I know how important it is to send my kid to Catholic school, but I do not have sufficient means for that. Dear friends, we have a Catholic school and it is an important ministry of our parish. Many people do not have this opportunity. We should think, how can we support our school by sending our kids, participating in various fundraiser programs of the school, contributing to endowment fund, spending our time and talents, and so on. Let us pray for all those who are engaged in this ministry, and let us pray for its success. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.